Ohio's Indecent Exposure Bill threatens free expression and women's rights. An Ohio proposal called the Indecent Exposure Modernization Act seeks to expand the state's definition of public indecency in a way that could criminalize drag performances and even how women dress in public. Constitutional law professor Dan Cobble argues that the bill violates First Amendment protections for artistic expression. The legislation, already passed in the House and pending in the Senate, targets performances deemed harmful to minors if they feature performers presenting a gender identity different from their biological sex through clothing, makeup, or physical markers. This broad and vague definition risks labeling classic works like Shakespeare's cross-dressing plays or films such as Mrs. Doubtfire as indecent if police consider them harmful. Although the bill includes an exception for bona fide artistic endeavors that are not obscene or harmful to minors, the language is unclear, leaving law enforcement to judge what counts as legitimate art. Cobble warns that turning police officers into arbiters of theatrical expression invites arbitrary enforcement and censorship. The proposal also threatens women's everyday clothing choices by redefining private area to include female breasts covered only by an undergarment. This could make wearing sports bras, bikinis, halter tops, or even t-shirts without bras a criminal offense in the presence of non-household members. Cobble concludes that the act represents a sweeping and unprecedented intrusion into personal freedom, undermining the principles of free speech and individual liberty. He warns that without public opposition, Ohio could see a future where cultural expression and ordinary attire are policed under the guise of protecting public decency.